be out this evening. Let's just bow our heads if we would. Lord Jesus, we're truly appreciative, thankful, Lord, for all you've done for us. Lord, for your many blessings and how you always care for us, Lord. Lord, you bring your word to us, you reveal it to us. It's such a privilege, Lord, to be able to hear the things that you have for us. Lord, to have it placed in our hearts by revelation, which only comes from you. Lord, to have a desire burning in our hearts to fulfill that word. Bless each and every one now, Lord, that's come tonight. Strengthen us and encourage us, each and every one. May you get the glory and honor in everything that's said and done. As we look to you, Father, we love you. Lord, may we just rejoice in you. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'd like, if you would like to turn with me in our big books, on page 161. I'd like to try to sing a song. Day of redemption is near. You believe that, saints?
Amen.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentiles they's numbered, with horrors encumbered, eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national lifelong dethroned. Today she is calling, her ladder reigns falling, return home dispersed to your own. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Oh, men's hearts are be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Its hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The day of redemption is near. Its hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
Amen.
Amen. It's getting so close, saints. Hallelujah. Page 204. Amen. Very familiar song. What a day that will be.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace.
Sing a little more about this land we're going home to. Praise his name.
I have heard of a land on the far away strand. 'Tis a beautiful home. Grow old. Amen. Oh, never.
It's going to be. Amen. Think about it. Keep it on your hearts, in front of you, what he's prepared for us. Hallelujah. Brother Josh, would you like to come tonight for the offering? Amen. Precious Lord. That's the blessing, if you will.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's, Lord, we have such a respect, Lord, and an honor for you, Lord, for all you've done for us, Lord. It's so undeserving, but Lord, it's so, Lord, the grace and we see in our lives, Lord, is just amazing. And Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for all the things, Lord, that all the revelation, all the word you've given us, Lord. Lord, I know we need so much more, Lord. We need to keep on climbing every day. But Lord, just grant us revelation of that word once more this night. Lord, it's only your mercy and grace, Lord. We have desire to be here, Lord, to hear thy word, Lord, and act upon it, Lord. Lord, just grant your grace one more time this night, Lord. Bless this offering, Lord, once again. Use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Lord, as you have done so many times, we'll give you the glory and the honor once again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things.
Amen. Amen. There's never been a day like this day to me. Sing the chorus with me.
There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. Oh, there has never been a light to shine so bright as this day.
Request for him this evening. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Luke, would you like to take the request tonight? Yes. Yes. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Would someone have a special song tonight? Amen. Praise his holy name. Something on your heart. Maybe a song you'd like us to sing with you. Josh, you got something? Amen. Praise his holy name. Is that a loose leaf? Amen. Isn't the love of Jesus? Amen. There will never be a sweeter story, saints. Story of the Savior's love divine. You've experienced that love divine. Hallelujah. Love that brought him from the realms of glory just to save a sinful soul like mine. Hallelujah. Sing it together.
There will never be a sweeter story. Story of the Savior's love divine. Love that brought him from the realms of glory just to save a sinful soul like mine. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest soul away, man. Oh, saving, keeping love it was that found me. That is why my heart can truly say, oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me.
Amen. Sing it.
Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful?
Amen. Would you mind singing that last verse again? Listen to it.
Oh, boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest away, man can't get far enough away. Oh, saving, keeping, love it was that found me. That is why my heart can truly say, oh, is the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me.
Yes. Amen. All his love is truly wonderful. Praise his holy name. Oh, he's so precious. Amen.
Truly the love of Jesus is so wonderful. Amen. Let us all stand. We'll sing a little chorus. Only believe as Brother Timothy comes this evening. Oh, I trust that in your heart is burning a desire to cry out for revelation. Oh, Lord, give me the revelation, that rapturing faith. Amen. It'll take us off of this earth. Oh, my, in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. Ready, on time, when God wants us. May we be ready, watching for the appearing of the Lord. Loving it. Amen. Oh, saints, if you just think about it. Just think about it. Loving the appearing of the Lord. No wonder we should be crying out for that rapturing faith. Amen. Let us sing a little chorus. Only believe as our brother comes forward. Only believe. Only believe. Hallelujah. All things are possible. Oh, think about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Only believe. Only believe. Hallelujah.
All things are possible. Only believe.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for one more opportunity to have been able to come. And Lord, we just don't know, Lord, as we stand here and we feel your presence. And as we was here this morning and heard the precious word. And Lord, as we see the end of time approaching. And Lord, each one of us stands here tonight, Lord, as an individual. And in our hearts, Lord, is burning a desire to either truly serve you with all we are. Yes, or Lord, we're just churchgoers or we're just someone attending a service. But Lord, each one of us must answer that for ourselves. But Lord, I pray tonight that there is a true, genuine burning in each heart. Oh, the Lord, as we just sing the songs in a land where we'll never grow old. Yes. Lord, that great day is coming. And Lord, what a day it's going to be. Amen. And Lord, I pray that it'll just burn greater in our hearts, Lord, to fulfill and to finish the work that you've set before us. Amen. Lord, that's what you give your word for. That's what you've sent us here for, Lord. And Lord, through the way of hearing of your word again this evening, Lord, you know all things. And Lord, we just commit the service into your hands and ask that some way these precious words will help someone. Lord, only you know why we're even going to read them, Lord. Lord, we just follow what you give us. But Lord, as we in our spirit, Lord, you can just feel the moving in the air, Lord, and you know that somewhere, somehow, Lord, something's fixing to happen, Lord. And Lord, it might be leaving this earth, Lord, or you might have something else you want done. But Lord, whatever it is, let us each one be in the condition to do or what be wherever you would have us be. And Lord, we just ask it to your glory and to your honor that you would bless your precious word, and we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. He's so precious.
Glory to God.
My, I'm so happy to be here. Amen. You know, it's just maybe Sunday evening, but you know, it's wonderful. And you know, I'd much rather hear our pastor bring something. But you know, God gives us each something to do. And you know, I'm just going to give what he give me. Amen. You know, but I just, you know, God just, he knows all things. You know, and oftentimes, I really don't know. This is not something that I didn't feel we needed. It might be an ABC. It might be too low, maybe. But God knows everything. Yes. And I tried other avenues, and I'm just going to read what he gave me. And it'll do a work somewhere, and it might prepare someone's heart. It might prepare us for something. I don't know. God knows.
Amen.
But amen, I'm just glad to be here.
Amen.
But before we start, let's turn to Hebrews and read a scripture. This is not really where I'm headed, but I just, with the message he brought this morning, I wanted to read this. It was on my heart. And just thinking of everything, exactly, and looking at situations all around us. You can look at all things, but Hebrews, the 4th chapter. We'll just read this, and then you can be seated. Amen. The 4th chapter and the 1st verse. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Amen. May the Lord bless you, his word, and you may be seated. I just was just thinking on that, saints, as he was ministering this morning, how we ought to truly fear, lest something we've already heard somewhere, we let it slip. And that's kind of where we're going this evening. Some of the things I'm going to read, we've heard it many times, and it's very familiar. But, and you would say, well, we should be so far above that, and maybe we are. I don't know. I'm not. I'm just going to read some scriptures, and we're just going to read a couple quotes that the Lord laid on my heart. And we'll just meditate on it. Each one of us, just take it home with you and meditate on it. And let God do the work. I don't know. But you know, we're in an age, you know, and as I was thinking about someone that we know had left the church we used to attend, and you know, there's such a deception in the world, but when you look and you see people that are so deceived into thinking they know what the Holy Ghost is, so deceived into thinking they know what it means to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so deceived into all of these things that they know so much you can't help them. They know more than you know. And you can't get through to someone like that. But God can.
Amen.
And that's where we want to be, in that position, to where it's not what I can say, what you can say, what you can do, and how much you can tell somebody this word, but how much this word truly lives through you.
Amen.
How much does your life really bear up to these scriptures, and it's really truly fully manifested in you. But I'd like to turn to Philippians, the second chapter, if you would. We're going to read quite a few scriptures, and I try not to hold you very long. You know, we're just, these things is burning on my heart, and as I read them, I went over these during the week and Thursday evening, and today, this, it's just been on my heart, and I'm not a teacher, so sometimes I wished I had better ability to bring some of these things out in the way that it's been taught in the past. But we're just going to read the scripture and let God, ask God to, he knows all things, and we're just here to let him have his way. But we'll turn to Philippians there in the 2nd chapter. Amen. I guess I better turn there first. Thank you, Lord. But Philippians, the 2nd chapter, and let's begin there at the 1st verse. If therefore be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, and if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, and being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than themselves, and look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in the things in heaven, and the things in earth, and the things under earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And you know, as just reading these things, do we truly love one another? Do we comfort one another? Do we forbear one another? Do all of these things that's in this scripture, are we all like-minded? We have one purpose in life, that's to serve God, to see His will accomplished in our life. You know, even though each one of us are different people sitting here, and each one of us have different family histories, and we all have different likes and different things we do as people, but yet there should be such a bond of love between each of us, and such a joy to where it's a love one for another, a true love. As Jesus put it, He said, "As I have loved you, you love one another." And I got it reversed there, but that's the verbatim the words He was saying. But as thinking on these things, you know, do I feel my brothers and sisters' needs, their infirmities? It's not always when they have need of money. It's not just about helping someone that's maybe a little down. But do I really feel for them? You know, oftentimes we may go through and see a brother. Maybe I'm a brother that's been in the message longer than someone else. Or maybe God has revealed something to me that He hasn't revealed to another brother. And maybe I can see that lacking in that brother's life, but how do I let that affect me? You know, do I do as the Word says, and I take it to God in prayer, and I begin to pray for that brother or that sister and uphold them and ask God to reveal it to them? Or do I just let it get to me? Maybe I can't understand why it has to be that way, and maybe it'll run the spirit from you, Brother Branham said. And you know, as these things, it's just things to think about, saints, and to weigh up and ask God, is there anything? You know, oftentimes in the sweetness of a communion service, you know, God has a special way with a communion service, that in that presence, it just breaks people down. But you know, oftentimes when we go for a while not having it, I wonder if we don't get a little hard, and it shouldn't be that way. But you know, and that's where we need to make sure we have the true, genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, because it will keep you tender, it'll keep you gentle, and it'll keep that brotherly love burning, and it'll make these scriptures truly come to life, not something we just read about, something we just hear about. But it's an expression that will be expressed, and through that, they could write a book of Acts behind it. Not what I'm saying, but what God will do through my life. And you know, let's turn here to Romans, the 12th chapter. Begin there at the third verse, and we'll just read down to about the 16th. But just some things, saints, you know, as we go through life, sometimes a kind word, a prayer for someone, you know, if we're too busy to even pick up the Bible and read sometimes, as our brother was mentioning this morning, I wonder how much don't we take time just to kneel down and pray for someone. Or to uphold our brother or our sister. You know, it's all very important. Every word, saints, is just, it goes day by day, we begin to see that, the exactness. You see it more of how sweet and how loving and how the life of Jesus Christ should be fully projected through a people. Begin here at the third verse. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, and he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, and he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. And let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. And be of the same mind one towards another. And mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. And be not wise in your own conceit. Or if you look in your middle reference, it says in your own estimation. But my is... as you read these words, saints, and you look, yes, how it can, it's such a, it just causes such a soberness, I guess, to look. And you know, it's, when you stop to think about looking on the things of others more than your things of yourself, you know, oftentimes we've all got our own way of doing things. And in our own mind, that can become the only way it can be done. And you know, but it might cause a problem. That my way of doing it might just, for some reason, cause another brother just to twinge or maybe offend him a little bit if he's not real strong in the faith. But am I aware that maybe my actions could cause that? And though I'm not wrong, but realizing that I could keep more peace if I would just maybe do something another way, would I be willing to... well, it's my right to do the way I want to do it. Or am I willing to, Lord, let me always feel that other person's... it's unity, saints. Not trying to push and to shove my agenda my way, how I want to see it done. You know, oftentimes there's many things that we might have the right to say, and it would be appropriate and may be the truth, but it may not be the right time to say it. And sometimes it's best just to hold our peace and to give God an opportunity to say it when he wants us to say it. But you know, do we really stop to weigh our words? As the brother had mentioned one service here right after church, you know, be slow to speak and quick to hear. You know, are we that way, or do we just not really care that much? That's how I feel. Sorry about your luck. That's how I do it. I don't care if you don't like it. But we should season our words with grace, and we should really look at this into every word of God. And you may see something in my life that I really need God to reveal to me. And you may already have a revelation of it. And you may see me really be down with this thing. But can you take it in your heart to pray for me and ask God to show me? Or would you want to go tell somebody else and ridicule me because I'm not where you are in the Lord? Humbleness of mind and preferring and looking on the things of others. It's something to think about, saints. You know, we sit here tonight as a small group, and we don't know what God will do and when he'll do it, but there could be a lot of people here in 2 or 3 weeks. This place could be fuller. We might need a bigger building. And then you have a lot more people involved. Right now, we've all been together for many years, most of us. We've known each other. We know how each other are. But do we still, have we took each other for granted? And we don't really, oh, that's just, you know, I might say, oh, that's just Brother Leffer. And he might say, oh, that's just Brother Tim. We've known each other so long, but do we really feel each other's burden? When he hurts, I hurt. When I hurt, he's hurting. Amen. As a group, as brothers and sisters in Christ, you're upholding one another, filling each other's true filling. And it's, but am I concerned about my brothers and sisters, or does it never really cross my mind to think that, you know, it's just me in this life? I've got what I need, and my needs are met, and I've got my home, we just never really give it much thought about what someone else could really be going through. And how maybe a simple action of kindness or a kind word or a phone call or a pat on the back might mean something to someone else. Just a simple, brother, I've been praying for you. Brother, you was on my heart. You know, when was the last time you had a burden on your heart to pray for someone? When was the last time you had a burden maybe to pray for your pastor, your church as a whole? We could pray for a body of believers as us here and asking God to move in our midst. You know, we're not in this just for our own glory or our own benefit, but we're here for the glory of God.
Amen.
And each one of us, that's why we're sent here, to be conformed to His image. And that He would receive the glory from it. And everything we do is to His honor. And everything that He would do through these bodies, you know, oftentimes God moves and He might use you to do something and go somewhere and speak to someone. But do we make sure that God gets the glory for that, or do I want to reserve, well, if I hadn't went and done this thing, this wouldn't have happened. But if God hadn't laid it on your heart, it would have never happened. And that's where we must be really careful, that if God would use us for anything, the smallest thing, we make sure that He gets the glory and we don't get puffed up in ourselves and begin to think that I'm more spiritual or I'm higher in God because this happened. Maybe because I'm a minister, that don't give me a right to think I'm up here and higher than the other people. Maybe I'm a deacon, that don't give me a right to feel I'm more and over and above. Or maybe because I'm good friends with so-and-so or that. We've seen that in the past. And that doesn't work. But it's humbleness. Each one esteeming the other greater. No big eyes, no little U's. But each one of us praying and crying and in the Spirit asking God to deal with us. And let Him have His way. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians. The fourth chapter. Amen. A little slower message tonight maybe, but it's what the Lord laid on my heart. Amen. In the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, and with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And we'll jump to the 31st verse. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And saints, I wonder, have we allowed maybe a situation has happened and maybe I've harbored just a little bit of feeling, a little ought against my brother, against my sister. It may not be a great big thing, but it's there. And you think about it every now and then. Take it and make it right with that brother or that sister. Get it out in the open. Confess your faults one to another. Brother Branham said in the scripture says, if you've got aught against one, go to him and make it right. Don't let it hinder. Don't let it stay. But make sure it's cleaned out. And you know that can go for a lot of things. A lot of things can happen. But if there's anything in your heart, something in your mind against anyone, and it's amazing how down through the years we've seen such small things cause such big problems. Little bitty things, because somebody began to harbor it in their heart and they began to dwell on it and they began to think about it, and it just got bigger and it got bigger and it created strife and it created all those things in their life, and then it was a mess. The smallest thing can begin. If Satan's got something that he can use, he's going to work in whatever he can. And he's going to try to keep it destroyed. He's going to try to keep that spirit from being right in tune with God. So it's our duty to be prayed up and in the Spirit and with this precious word in our hearts, watching, making sure that nothing disturbs the peace that the Lord would have for us in the service. Amen. Let's turn here to, let's go to 1 Peter in the first chapter. And then I got a couple quotes I'd like to read. Amen. First Peter in the 22nd verse, I believe it is. We can start there about the 21st in the first chapter of Peter. Who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. And seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. But a fervent love for your brothers. And you know, Christ wanted us to love one another as he hath loved us. That's a whole lot of love when you stop and look at what he's done and look at how many times maybe we failed him or stumbled and he's had to pick us up, and how he's had long suffering for us and been right there to tell us again and come on, son, this is how it is. But you know, sometimes we are not quite as long suffering as we should be. Maybe we're not letting it express, but it's, ask yourself, I don't know. I'm just reading the word, and I'm just asking you as I've asked myself, Lord, what am I lacking in these scriptures? There's a lot of scripture there I've already read. A lot of things that, does it really that way in my life? Yes. You know, and as Brother Branham talked about a lot of these things, I'd like to read here in the Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. And this is something that he had said on paragraph 80, page 11, and we've all heard it, but I'm just going to read it. He says, love one another above everything. Love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say, now you're all one great sweet group, but remember my warning, Satan won't let it stay that way. No, sir, he'll shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make his target, he'll bring some critic or unbeliever in and sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things, and then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of a poison and stuff. And he'll start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else. You stay right loving and sweet and kind one to another. And pray for that man that he'll be saved too, or that woman, whoever it is. Just pray for him. And stick one with another. Stay with your pastor. He's the shepherd. You give him respects, he'll lead you through, because he's ordained of God to do so. Now, do you remember that? The congregation says, amen. The enemy will come, and when he does, just cling that much closer together. And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in or be one of you, that's all. Don't never clan among one or talk and make yourself clannish. We are one. I couldn't say left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand. He's my left hand, and I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Right at with one another. Now, you've got the tapes on that, and you've got tapes on what we believe, and you've got tapes on discipline in the church and how we're to behave ourselves in the church of God, and how we've got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay home. If God is in your heart, you can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in here to fellowship with your brothers. And if you don't feel that way, then I'll tell you, it's time you got to praying. Because we're in the last days where the Bible exhorted to us to do much more, as we see that day approaching, to love one another with a Christian love and a divine love, and to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and love one another. And this will men know you're my disciples when you have love one for another. That's right, stay right together. If the brother you think he's a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord, don't ever let me have the root of bitterness spring up, because it'll affect him. And it'll take Christ right out of my life. That poison acids of malice, jealousy, hatred, that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. And it will run him from the tabernacle. It'll kill the Spirit of God, or drive it away from here and hurt your pastor. It'll do everything. Don't do that. You just wax that much closer together. Draw up. Take the buckle. The brother testified, a minister here the other night, about having a buckle and seeing it in a vision. The buckle's on the whole armor of God. Just pull it on and tighten up. And move right up close to one another. Love one another anyhow. Talk nice about one another. Say nice things about one another. And then God will bless you. Amen. Just the emphasis, when you begin to look through the Bible And when you begin to look through the prophet's message of the emphasis on loving one another and upholding one another, and it's every word, saints. It's come down. We're not talking about taking up for sin and we're going to love someone that way. No, that's not what we're talking about. But it's taking and truly upholding each one and upholding them for all that you can.
Amen.
This is in the Message Influence, preached in 63, November 14th, paragraph 109. Reverence. We ought to honor one another, respect one another as a brother, a sister, and love one another with an undying love. And you say, well, I just can't. Well, you just stay here a little longer, and then you will like people too. You'll love those who don't love you. That's a really good sign of Christianity, when you can, from your heart, love those who don't love you and love the unlovable. Jesus said, if you just do favors to just do favors for those that do favors for you, well, the publicans do the same. But see, you must be kind to those who are unkind to you. And remember that. Keep before you that God is watching you. And remember, God was good to you when you were evil to him. And while you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Amen. You know, saints, keep it in mind. Think about it. I don't know. I just feel that we're going to be tried somewhere. But God is here to prove every word that he's left. And he's here to prove that he can have a people in his control that can be prisoners, that can live by every word without a man making them, and that God can have the preeminence of a people, that they don't need a dictator to keep them in line. They don't need someone hammering at them to keep them toeing the mark. But the Holy Spirit within keeps them where they belong. And oh my, that's why we see the such importance of needing the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And oh, I wish you could show people what it really can do. That what God said it will do. If you give it the opportunity to let God take it in his hands. This is in Humble Thyself, preached July 14, 63, paragraph 94. Now surely after all of these years on the field and around the world seeing different people, I ought to know a little about the gate to enter in at. And if you want to get somewhere with God, never let an arrogant spirit ever come around you. Don't let no malice come in, no matter what anybody does. If they are wrong, don't you ever build up a complex against that person. You be sweet and kind. Remember, God loved you when you were in sin. And if the Spirit of God is in you, you love the other person when he's in wrong. See, just pray for him and love one another. And above everything, love God and love one another. And be humble with God and around one another, and God will bless you. It's hard telling what he will do. Usually when a church begins to get in numbers and getting a little bigger or something like that, then they get away from the real thing. The real thing. Do you know that's what brought these things to pass? When I first started, and the Lord appeared to me down on the river and told me that, and Brother Vell saw that, I believe, in the paper in Canada many years ago, where the angel of the Lord appeared on the river down there while I was baptizing. And you know what did that? When we had the tent meeting just across the street, a tent that seated, oh, about 2,500 people, and ministers come from everywhere and said, Brother, come here a minute. I was just a boy, oh, just a kid. And they said, how do you keep those people in one accord? They love one another. I haven't seen people love one another. That's the Lord. That's what this church was established upon. That's godly, brotherly love for one another. I can't even shake hands with one another, leaving a place and cry like babies to leave one another. They loved one another that well. And I could go to their house to visit, and times the Bible was laying open and stained with tears. Come in at nighttime where fathers and mothers were gathered together and their little children around on the floor kneeling around. And fathers and mothers on their knees crying and praying. And I'd stand at the door and wait, and they didn't stop praying. I'll just sit down on the steps and start praying myself and wait for them, see? They loved one another, and they loved one another. And I just wonder, as he's brought that in there at the end, of how much they loved one another, and he would go to their house, and they were praying when he got to the door. I wonder how often that happens at our homes. You know, something to think about. how much do we say we're Christians, but how much do we really love God? And how much does that love that I love Him, it'll reflect back through me to others? But you know, we've attended churches for a long time. And we've been following a message for a long time. But as our brother has been bringing out, it's got to be exact. And we see, as he brought this morning, without faith, again, it's impossible to please God without it truly being revealed. You can know all about it. You can tell all about it. You can express it to someone else and tell them where it's at and the page number. But it's got to be revealed. And then when it's revealed, it will bring forth a living manifestation that word's alive in your life. Every word. Not today, maybe tomorrow, but every day. When it's revealed, it'll produce it every day the same. But saints, it's just a few words. But I just pray, for whatever reason, the Lord will, let's just meditate on it and give God an opportunity. I don't know. And it seems so simple. And you say, I know we love each other. And I know we are here. But is there room to grow, maybe? Maybe we need to be a little sweeter. Maybe we need to be a little kinder. But whatever God wants, that's what we're here for. Amen. But oh, I love Him, and I appreciate Him. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. You know, I just thank God, saints, for the desire I feel in my heart. You know, in each one of us, don't never take it for granted if you feel God dealing with you. And you still feel that pull in there that no matter how long you've heard the word, there's always room to keep on moving. There's always something new, something fresh. And you know, I can't help but think of the message our brother brought Thursday evening. And I just kind of took a little thought from that. Is there anything hid in your tent? You know, it's something just to sit down and meditate about. And to dwell on that. And let God just go through your heart in the sweetness of His Holy Spirit and see, Lord, is there something that needs to go? Is there something that's hindering? Whatever it may be, but Lord, I want to be exactly what You want me to be. Amen. Let's all stand as we get ready to have our brother come. I just wanted to let you know that Sister Smith highly appreciated the flowers from the church and said thanks, and she loves each one. And she's getting up there. But you know, we're all growing older, but I thank God that it's one of these days it's going to end. Amen. We're going to go, it'll never grow old, saints. And what a day it'll be. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Say amen. Amen. You know, every time I hear that precious word, it seems like it just really is striking anymore to, when you think about it again, to be exactly the word. And you can't miss one word. It can't be lacking. It has to be every word. I trust that each one of us will have that burning in our heart.
Amen.
Every word. And we're crying out to God constantly. Lord, where am I short at? Show me. He may have showed us where we're short tonight. Now we got place to climb higher. Amen. To be more like Christ. That's what we come here for. Amen. That's the purpose. So I pray that God will deal with each and every one of our hearts with these words that was read tonight and spoken. And may it sink deep in our hearts. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus. Let's think about this as our brother was ministering. Again, it's in the loose leaf, "You Are My All in All." I love this little song. Amen.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking You as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Lamb of God. my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill me up. You are my all in all. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Oh, glory. Yes, amen.
I'm sure, probably no doubt, all of us has been in that position one time or another. That when I fall down, you pick me up. You know, if we could be there for a brother when he falls down and pick him up, that'd be just like Christ. Amen. When I am dry, you fill me up. Just think how many times we've been dry and God filled us up. All worthy is the Lamb of God. You are my all in all. I trust He truly will be our all in all. All through our life, every step that we take, He'll be our all in all. So may we sing it again. And I want you to think about it. Amen.
Oh, taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill me up. You are my all in all. Oh, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we have traveled another day in our journey, and this day is just about over with now. And Lord, I just wonder what each and every one of us has found in this day of journey we lived. Lord, will we find that closer walk with you? Will there be that place in our hearts and our lives, Lord, where the Word of God has taken effect in our lives? That now, Lord, as we walk out, these messages we've heard today, will be vindicated, will be seen, will be expressed to this nation and to this people. Lord, that's what it's all about. For you get the preeminence. That you would have the glory and the honor through human tabernacles of flesh. We ask, Lord, that as you look down into our hearts, you know all about us. You know exactly what we have need of. And you already know, Lord, how we've responded to everything was said this day and this night. I ask, Lord, that you would take these words again and place it in each and every one of our hearts. The Spirit of revelation come with the Word of God. That we'd be a people, Lord, that you can trust, that you can depend on. It's like Brother Branham one time, he was talking about Peter and James and some of the other apostles. By Peter having the Word of God revealed to him like it was, Brother Branham said God could really trust Peter. He knew Peter, with what was revealed to him, he would hold to that Word. And he could do certain things with Peter that he couldn't do with the other apostles, because he could trust Peter. And yet Peter denied you three times. Three times he denied you. Peter, when he was bid to walk on the water, always started out good. But then he lost faith. They began to sink in the waters and had to cry out for help. But yet to him was given the keys to the kingdom. And Lord, through mercy and grace, you revealed the word to him. When the great question was asked of who you was, the others really couldn't answer. But it was revealed to Peter. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed it to you. And oh God, I pray that each one of us will be those, Lord, that you can reveal your word to. And then, Lord, we'll go out and take that word and stand on it and let it be expressed through these bodies of flesh. And Lord, you can trust us with all you've given to us. Oh, God, I ask that you grant that, Lord. For times are coming, Lord, we're sure that will not be easy. Times may not be too easy to get by. Lord, Satan will truly try all he can do to deceive us and take us away from the Word of God. But Lord Jesus, as your Word said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, may we stand, oh, true to your Word, Lord. Help us now and just to be more like you. Take our minds, our bodies, spirit, everything we are, take it completely over. And lead us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for all things. We appreciate it. We ask now that you go with us. Protect us, Lord, upon the highways and keep us safe as we journey. And Father, just again, as I've said so many times lately, just help us, Lord. My simple way of asking, just help us in everything to be more like you. In your holy, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. God bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen. Praise the Lord.